And as the humanitarian disaster continues to unfold in Puerto Rico, about 97% of the island's residents still have no power. It's also very difficult for Puerto Ricans on the mainland to reach their loved ones on the island by phone. Angelique Sina is executive director of the nonprofit Friends of Puerto Rico. She joins us from New York, a state that is home to 1.2 million Puerto Ricans. Angelique, we've been hearing stories from Puerto Ricans here on the mainland having trouble getting in touch with their loved ones there. What have you been hearing?
Jeremy, people are desperate, right? Because there is nothing worse than you not being able to reach your families. And the fact that the island has lost 100% of electricity means that signals, you know, phone companies are not able to establish antennas for communication. So it has been really hard in each and every one of us because we all have either our immediate or extended family on the island. And many, many families have not been able to communicate.
Have you been able to reach your family there?
I was able to reach my father through a family member that borrowed a phone. Hmm. So it's not even the fact of being able to talk to him still, you know, causes anxiety. There is a big movement to try to travel to the island, but that is somewhat restricted still. So the recommendation that the government is giving to wait, you know, 1 to 2 weeks until, you know, commercial flights will be, you know, able to fly into the island.
How do you feel about the government's response to the storm in Puerto Rico?
Well, you know, I believe the government is doing the best they can, given that Puerto Rico is an island, right? And it's something that still, you know, being all Americans, it's something difficult to understand because the storm has hit the island so bad. But then the geographical location limits the resources that you have. You know, you can't put things in a truck. I believe FEMA is doing the best it can. The fact that we have more Puerto Ricans, right, even though we're not a it's not an official nationality, on the mainland than on the island also causes a lot of buzz, right, to label it like that because we're also eager to help, but that we're limited because we have an ocean, you know, between our loved ones.
Do you think that a lot of Puerto Ricans will stay after this or that they're going to come and live in New York or Miami or somewhere in the U.S. mainland?
The level of poverty that the island has, you know, at least 65% of the island had already a poverty rate before the hurricane hit. And the fact that thousands and thousands of families have lost all of their homes or businesses, the fields they used to grow coconuts and plantains, most of them didn't have insurance just because they probably couldn't afford insurance. So a lot of them will just take, you know, a plane to the mainland and, yes, move to Florida, New York. Migration rates have already steadily increased throughout the years to the economic recession. So I believe that many of them will be coming to the other states.
President Trump, as you know, pointed out in some tweets that Puerto Rico, you know, was in terrible shape even before these hurricanes with infrastructure problems and economic problems, a lot of debt. But what did you think of the president's comments about Puerto Rico that seemed to imply that in a way it's their fault that they're in such bad shape right now?
Well, that is a very complex question. I don't want to say that it's the fault of the people from Puerto Rico. I feel that there are many things, you know, that come from the U.S. Congress level, such as the Jones Act, that really limit the economic growth of the island. There's so many aspects of what happened to the economy, why did that bubble burst, why people have migrated in such a particular situation in comparison to any of the United States.
What would your message be to people in Puerto Rico right now, if you could reach them, which obviously you can't?
Yes. If I could reach them, I would tell them, you know, to try to remain calm in the extent that it is possible. The diaspora, me, you know, since I've moved from the island 7 years ago, there's so many members of the diaspora like me that are so eager to help, to provide aid and relief. It just will take longer than we would want to. I know the island will get back on track. Don't think that Puerto Rico is, you know, destroyed. Let's think that it is closed for renovations.
Hmm. That's Angelique Sina, who is executive director and co-founder of the nonprofit Friends of Puerto Rico, joining us from New York. Angelique, thank you so much.
Thank you.